Welcome to the second episode of Wowcast. Today we'll talk about synchronization options between your devices. We'll go ahead and cover several options for syncing your contacts, calendars, and so forth on your iDevices and also on your computer. So let's start with that, and then we can get into synchronization of files. That can happen in the next episode of Wowcast, so stay tuned. For now, let's go ahead and start with synchronization options that you can do wirelessly between your devices. There exists many different options for this, so you can get easily overwhelmed. The most common for Mac users these days is going to be iCloud. You can have your contacts, calendars, bookmarks, and so forth synchronized between your Mac, your iPhone, iPad, and also even some of those aspects on Outlook on the PC. It's also free and pretty well managed. It's probably the easiest of the various options. So if there isn't a reason to choose something else, iCloud works pretty well. Now, one of the caveats for Windows users is that you have to have Windows 7 or newer. And you have to have Outlook, which oftentimes doesn't come preloaded. So that can be a bit of a hurdle. Now, other options that are really good for contacts and calendar syncing include Google. You can have Google synchronize that stuff as well with your iDevices. Yahoo now offers some stuff as well. However, on the PC side, Google and Yahoo aren't quite there for checking your stuff with Outlook. So if Outlook's a big part of your workflow, then you can't really use the Google or Yahoo Sync services very easily. That is where you might get into one of the two other options, which are Microsoft Exchange or Karyo Mail Server. Now, Karyo Mail Server is my favorite of those options because it's very easy to manage and very easy to set up and use and tends to be stable over a course of time. So Karyo Mail Server, normally you just use through another provider. My favorite provider that handles everything for you is called GetSynced. Their spelling's a little weird, but it's GetSynced.com. So they miss a few letters there. Anyhow, so those are sort of the four major options. Well, more than four. But you have iCloud, Yahoo or Google, Exchange, and Karyo Mail Server, which is managed by GetSynced. You can also do a lot of these in-house. However, in-house below around 10 people just doesn't tend to make it worth it. And so look into some of those options. Otherwise, you can always speak with us further about them. And all of them are pretty easy to set up on the iPhone and iPad and Mac. They're a little more challenging to set up on Windows, but that's just how it works. Karyo is the easiest to use if you end up using Outlook on Windows as well, or Outlook on the Mac, as some people will do. So if you're trying to use Outlook in any of your workflows, look into Karyo. iCloud doesn't end up syncing with Outlook on the Mac. So this next portion, we're going to go ahead and cover how to set up iCloud on your various devices. It's not really going to cover the other services because those can get more involved. And the majority of the listeners here will probably be sticking to iCloud for the most part. So in order to do iCloud on an iPhone or iPad, you go into your settings and you scroll down to iCloud. Now, if you can't find settings, it's going to look like a gray set of cogs that you might have put off to another page. But look around for that on your home screen. It's the main screen of all of your icons. And look for iCloud down the list. Once you're in iCloud, you can sign in if you haven't before. And if you have signed in, you may already have it mostly set up. So just check over your settings to see if you have contacts, calendars, Safari, you know, various things turned on that you'd like to have turned on Find My iPad or Find My iPhone is a very useful tool, so turn that on as well. If you followed the backup stuff with iCloud in the past, then you might also have this set up too. If you haven't created an iCloud account, go ahead and it'll let you do that as well. So with iCloud, it's going to be the same account that you use to sign in to your iTunes to buy music or buy apps. And when you first set up your iPhone or iPad, it probably had you set that up too. So simply go to each device and turn on the appropriate settings that you want to sync across the devices. Most likely it's going to be contacts and calendars. Maybe it might be reminders or notes, maybe even mail. However, mail doesn't really synchronize the way you think it does. It just creates an account for your iCloud that is its own separate email address. So oftentimes I find people like to turn off mail. Anyhow, so go ahead and do that for your iDevices. And on your Mac, depending on the system version that you have, you may or may not be able to turn that on as well. On the Mac, you need to have 10.7 or 10.8 or the upcoming 10.9 in order to turn on iCloud. So if you have an earlier version, you'll probably want to consider upgrading, and that would definitely be a time to talk to us about options. In terms of turning it on, you would go to your System Preferences, which is located under the Apple menu, System Preferences, and then from there you can go to iCloud. And the same sort of idea works. You sign in, you turn on the appropriate feature, and then you're good to go. And that should cover most syncing scenarios. For the PC, it's a bit more involved. The basic idea is you'd want to download iCloud, or preferably download iTunes. And then if you go to your Start menu, underneath the Programs is an Apple Software Updater. You run that, and under there it will give you the option to load iCloud. Once you've got the software loaded, it's going to be in your control panels. So you go to your Start menu, Control Panels, and look over your iCloud settings. The same idea would take place for the Mac and the iPhone. So you would sign in with your iTunes account, turn on the respective choices on there, and then it would start to try to synchronize with Outlook. There's a sort of wizard that it follows through with. Of course, if you get stuck, or if you're having trouble, or if you're not really confident in doing this, give us a call and we'll go ahead and help you out. It's 877-723-4303. And again, with any of these choices, you're always welcome to call. We can do an on-site or remote scheduled appointment and take care of you from there, as well as look into other options that you might need. All right. That should be it for today's Wowcast, and thank you for joining me. And looking forward to talking soon. 877-723-4303.